Israel today is an economic basket case. It isn't a state. It's more like a shul. Like a push today all around. A, GJA, bonds, German Federation. Right? A state isn't a shul. A state has to stand on its own feet. The key to having Israel stand on its own feet is private enterprise, capitalism, they say, fair, let the country, let people make a living. And then you'll see them work. If you want to open a store in Oceanside, you'll find a store, and you say, you open a store in Israel, it's an adventure, You have to get a permit and a license for the permit, and you pay taxes before it's even open. You can't be honest, is you. You can't be a businessman that is honest because you won't be in business. They kill you with that. And red tape and bureaucracies. I know Jews, wealthy Jews from America, who would love to invest in Israel, not in Singapore, in Hong Kong. But in Singapore, they work. In Israel, you go through the seven circles of Jewish hell. Hey, you're going to come in, and what are you going to do, and how much stock do we get? What do you mean, stock? Do you get nothing? What do you get? Instead of saying to him, come on in and no taxes for 20 years, do this a factory, give us jobs, export, bring hard currency, this will grow. I know people from Israel who never worked in Israel. Because you work, you didn't work in the same business. They came here, they worked 50 hours a day. Because here, if you work hard, you can save money and make money and keep it. I don't want U.S. economic aid. It only hurts us. One, by tying us to, you know, U.S. policy. We're afraid of, you know. But secondly, we're like some economic junkie that gets his annual fix. And it stops us from having to deal with the real issues. I don't want USA. Israel could be a superpower economically. Just private enterprise. Just let Jews have made every country rich except Israel. So that's the answer. I tell you that there are 100,000 people from Israel living here now, that if that would take place, would come back. So it's a partial answer, but there's no total answer, because no matter how good Israel is, it's never going to be like here. Nevertheless, I want to tell you something. Israel could become a pretty rich country and a comfortable country. Just let the Jewish head work. Just Give them the opportunity, cut out the red tape and the bureaucracy. The Histadrut has to be dismantled. It should be a trade union. That's its function. Doesn't also own factories. What are we talking about? What are you, crazy? It's a monopoly which would make any other one look a pallid. That is the only answer that I can give to you, and that's not the best.
במערב, אדם שרוצה לפתוח עסק, חנות, מפעל, מה עושה? מוצא מקום ריק, פותח. פה בארץ עובר שבעה מדורי גיהינום. רישיונות, ואישורים, ומיסים, מכל המינים, כל הסוגים. אי אפשר פה להיות אדם, בעל מפעל או עסק שלא גונב. אני מכיר יהודים שירדו מהארץ. פה לא עבדו, שם עובדים 12 שעות ביממה. למה? כי אפשר שם להרוויח. ומי שיש לו את הפיתוי הזה, הוא עובד, והוא מתקדם. פה אי אפשר. משום כך אני אומר וטוען, חייבים להביא לכאן כלכלה חופשית, יוזמה חופשית. תן לאדם פה לנשום, לקצץ במיסים, ואז יהודים יעבדו, הם יחזרו לכאן, הם יעלו ארצה, ונקים מדינה יהודית.